client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody, and happy, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. I love that unanimity that we did that in. Such chorus.
That's what you call an ad-lib.
Is that what you call an ad-lib? Or is that a POA moment?
That may be a POA moment, okay.
All right. Hey, everybody, we're live in the studio.
Live.
Yes, it's Thanksgiving, 7:36 a.m. Central Standard, 8:36 a.m. Eastern. And, of course, you're on point, our website where you can log on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thanksgiving morning. You can log on to www.onpointcxmas.com. Click and listen live. No matter where you are on this Thanksgiving Thursday morning, D.C., as we were, driving in early this morning, D.C., you said what about the weather?
The weather is optimal to be out fishing.
Well,
no wind and
other
very
than
cold.
Fishing, other than.
Oh, I thought that's what I said.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful
did.
Thanksgiving morning.
It really is. It looks like a heavy frost this morning.
Yes.
On the ground, and it is very, very cold. And one thing that we noticed is that as we were driving in, we were probably among the only people driving in on this Thanksgiving morning.
We're the hardest working people in the media business.
We are the hardest working people in the media business.
But is this work?
It really is not work.
No, it's not.
And we're some of the happiest, and we're happy to join you this morning as you get your Thanksgiving dinner going and as you prepare for company, D.C. And, of course, we have dubbed this time the thankful zone. Being thankful not just today, but every day. Why are you laughing?
You don't want to know.
No, okay. Okay, good. Good. Sometimes you just don't want to know. But, you know, a lot of things are closed this morning. A lot of stores are closed this morning. But then there are those stores that are open this morning. And so if you're one of those people that happens to have the Thanksgiving holiday off, we know that you're happy, you're snug in your house. And I started thinking this morning as we were driving in, I said, people are probably still in the bed, but I don't think people are in the bed. I think people are up putting the finishing touches on their dinner. A lot of people making pies and cakes this morning and just getting ready to put their spread out there. But even while they do all of that, DC, really having a sense of gratitude. And this morning, as DC and I do every single morning, we found our POA, which we call our point of agreement. And as we got ready and meditated and prayed this morning, we really understood the fullness of Thanksgiving and the gratitude that has to come from a higher source that we call God. And so we are so thankful to God, D.C., this morning to be here and to be doing what we love and to be sharing our morning with all of the people who are off this morning that are getting ready for family, getting ready for friends, and all that Thanksgiving encompasses. And before we get ready for all of that, we need to take care of some housekeeping notes. And what I mean by that is that yesterday, D.C., the traffic was, I mean, it was unbelievably.
Alexandria had a traffic jam.
Alexandria had a traffic jam.
It was wall to wall.
Yeah, so we're seeing all of the license plates in from all parts of the country. A lot of people have driven in from various different states. And for a lot of people, Alexandria is home. So we want to welcome all of you who have driven into the Twin Cities and surrounding areas in Louisiana to be with your family, to be with your friends. And we want to say welcome home and happy Thanksgiving. And as you come back home, you will notice how things have grown and how things have changed. And in those changes, why are you laughing?
Well, I was just noticing that it is a lot of people around here. A lot of people obviously didn't go off.
What do you mean? A lot of people didn't leave the city.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a lot of people left. People look like they're just here with their families and enjoying that and cookouts and things of that nature. They're gonna watch football TV.
On TV,
like me. Yeah, in the comforts of my own home.
Yeah, and it's so cold. You'd want to be in the comfort of your own home. But listen, for those people that have driven in, and we know as the day picks up, the traffic will pick up because now no longer is Black Friday really Black Friday. They're really saying that it's Black Thursday because so many stores are already getting geared up today. So we know the traffic is going to get hectic. And what we want to say to our family that's here in the Twin Cities and surrounding areas is to make sure that we show all of the people that have come into our great city some love. Show them some patience. Be patient with those people that may not understand our traffic circle or that may not understand our traffic. And what we do know about the Twin Cities is that we have grown. We have really, really grown. And the last time that the mayor was on DC, he talked about the growth of the city. And so being that we have grown and then we're welcoming others in, that means that we all have to be patient. And this is what we're going to say this morning. Be mindful about mobile devices. You know, kids are on holiday. It's great weather. So later in the day, they will be out and about. And we want you to make sure that you're watching out for all of those young people that are playing and out and about in neighborhoods and just having a good time. And you know what? This is the time of the year where people really, really begin to understand gratitude and thankfulness. And we are getting so many text messages from around the country about incredible things that people are doing today. A lot of people are out serving others. People, DC, like Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, who are presenting today their Let Us Break Bread Together.
Absolutely.
So everybody is not at home serving their family. There are those servants, like we talked about Darnell Barton, those people who are giving what they have to others, like Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, and their service is going to start at 10 o'clock this morning, and then they're going to serve lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and everyone is welcome. It's absolutely free and open to the public. Reverend Chadwick Godfrey is the senior pastor, and their address, if you didn't know what you were going to do today or you hadn't planned on cooking today, you can go to Greater Magnolia Baptist at 1511 Bringhurst Street right here in our great city of Alexandria. It warms my heart to hear what others are doing. And, you know, we got so much great feedback yesterday on Darnell's story, who actually saved the woman who was about to commit suicide. And we're thankful for people like that, DC, who are obedient.
Yes.
And who come out of themselves when it's not really necessarily comfortable or convenient for them to do that. And so we laud people like that. We say, you know, how amazing you are when God can trust us to do those things that He's asked us to do.
Certainly.
And so this morning, DC, it's all about gratitude. It's all about Thanksgiving. And as I talk about gratitude and Thanksgiving, I cannot leave out Nora Clayton, DC, at Be Unique Hair Salon. Now, of course, I know that she's off today, as are many, and I hope that she's taking a few days off because she works extremely hard to take care of so many of our heads that it is unbelievable. And we want to give her a special shout out this morning. She has come out. You've probably heard me talk about her grease. This is an amazing, incredible grease that she created with her own hands. And, you know, we always want to talk about people that are doing great things. Well, she had this lady who all of her hair had come out in the top of her head. And so she created a scalp treatment for her in the form of grease. For those of you who may not know what grease is, it's a scalp treatment. It's an oil that you put on your hair. And she's absolutely packaged it, and it is doing fabulous. So if you want to connect with her on not only getting an appointment, but getting her grease as well, you can phone her at 318 442-7204. Nora, we're super excited about it, and we know that it is going to go through the roof. Also, we want to say thank you to Daryl's Auto Service. DC is, he is doing all sorts of things this morning. Daryl's Auto Service, if you're needing repair for your vehicle and you don't know where to take it, well, Daryl and his team have been here for over 35 years, and you can phone them at 318-443-57DC41.
Correct.
All righty. It's Thanksgiving. It's beautiful weather. People are in celebration mode. Everybody is getting geared up and getting ready. And we are going to be talking to people from all around the country and right here at home about their gratitude and their Thanksgiving today. And we're super excited about it. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving morning. And let me just say, you're on point, the official OPT Network. We got to get a break here, but we're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start, at the credit union with the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play at Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians, associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
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 to extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons
to choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:57 a.m. Central Standard, 8:57 Eastern. Today, of course, is Thanksgiving. It's November the 28th, and we know that people are up. No, it's not. People are up and they're going, and maybe not out and about yet, but getting ready for family and friends. And isn't this the time of the year that you love where you could go to everybody's house and you could eat something different, or you can pick up a dessert, or you can just fellowship with people? And I know a lot of people are really, really grateful in this season of Thanksgiving. And so we've had lots of people to text in. Lots of people are going to call in. And we just want to talk about this morning that real sense of gratitude that we should all have, not just on Thanksgiving, but all year round. And DC is working diligently over there, but as we woke up this morning and we were lying in bed very, very early this morning, just reflecting on the things that we were grateful for. And, you know, as time has gone on and as you get older, you start to understand that gratitude is not just about those big things anymore or those big achievements or big accomplishments. But for us, gratitude lies really more in simplicity, in those small things like watching our son become a young man, you know, hearing his voice change, watching him grow into who God is calling him to be, and watching his personality develop, and just really small things that we do that for most people you would maybe look at it and say, well, okay. But what we have begun to understand is that, you know, when you just start to be thankful for those little things, then when you start to have those big things, you don't get so overtaken. You know, it's like you don't get too high and you don't get too low, but you're just really happy for what it is and where you are. And I think sometimes, don't you think, DC, we miss that? We miss those real simplistic things that, for me this morning, just seeing the frost on the ground and seeing everything covered in white, you know, it just gave me a sense of God being in the midst and being in control of the weather, being in control of all, you know, all of the leaves are down on the ground. And just, you know, today I'm just grateful for those little things that maybe I had never stopped to take thought of. And, you know, this morning, and many of you know that a lot of people have lost loved ones in this holiday season. And everybody that I've talked to is either been through or they're going through. And when you're in a situation like that, sometimes it's hard to find thanks in that. But this morning, well, I woke up at about 3 o'clock this morning, and we know that that's really probably the time of prayer for many and what the word says. And so I started to just give thanks for those lives that have come and that have gone. And I know for a lot of people, it's their first holiday without a loved one. Many people are going through that. And so this morning, we want to encourage you this way. You know, we can be thankful for the lives that they lived, and we can be thankful for the people that are right here, right now. And sometimes we forget to just embrace what we have right now because we're so entrenched in who's gone or what we don't have.
Absolutely.
And so for you, and DC's phone is just going crazy this morning, working, so many people wanting to get in and talk about their gratitude and their thankfulness. And I think that when we hear from others and we see what other people are doing and what they're going through and how they've come through on the other side, I don't know about for you guys, but for us, it really gives us a sense that, you know what, when others have made it through, then it speaks, DC, really, to possibility.
Get it?
You get it?
Yes.
He's trying to work. And so this morning we were just kind of lying in bed before we got started, and we were just really grateful for another year doing what we love that we consider not even to be work, and being able to send those good positive messages that we hope inspire you to live just a little bit differently, that encourage you to do better, that encourage you to move into the next year. You know, this year is pretty much a wrap. It's almost over. It's ending. And, you know, we have to look back at our history, you know, to understand where we're going. But we have to really create a thankful zone, you know. And if you forget why you're thankful, then all you've got to do is just think back to those things that God did in the past when you just didn't think you could make it through.
Absolutely.
And so for you this morning, DC, how are you? I know you're feeling wonderful, but talk to me a little bit.
I feel absolutely wonderful. It is a great time to be alive. I'm just, you know, I really am. I have a lot of gratitude this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real chipper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just, you know, glad, you know, my mother moved back to the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, she's back in the B-town. You know, I just talked to my brother Brent, my nephew Brandon, and my sister-in-law Andrea. They're all doing great. They're listening to us. We're going to give them a big holler this morning.
Uh-huh.
I got a special song for my brother Brent that I'm going to play on the outro this time. this song is going to be take him back to the early 80s.
Uh-huh. Back in the day.
Oh, man. Back to the little green Maverick days. You remember the Maverick?
I remember those days.
Did you hang out in the Maverick?
I did hang out in the Maverick. We were riding strong in the Maverick.
Pumping the brakes, baby. Literally.
And so, DC, for you this morning, you're happy and you're feeling great. And what's your sense of gratitude this morning?
Man, Colette, I tell you what, I am truly grateful to just be happy, healthy. Our family is doing well. You know, our families are coming closer together. It all is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Given all that's happening out in the world. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all is just so good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just truly grateful, you
mm-hmm.
know?
And we have had our share of challenges.
Absolutely we have.
But we have chosen to see our cup half full.
Absolutely. And it is definitely half full and filling up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just are truly grateful to God and all that he's done for us and given us and just allows us to be here today working. And we don't even consider it work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how much we love doing what we do. You know, it's not even work to us.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's like we choose not to go someplace so that we can be here. That's how much fun we
have. Like you chose not to go fishing this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, you know, the weather is optimal. Hopefully it will be like this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a chance to get out there. But today, you know, I wouldn't want to be any place else but right here, sitting in this chair, talking to the community that we serve.
Absolutely.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, in this in this season of Thanksgiving, I hope, DC, in the new year, God willing, that those people that are not able to say that they are happy right where they are and right. loving what they're doing
right.
and are not birthing yet their dreams. You know, this is not a call to quit your job or to do anything radical, but it is a call to find your purpose, no matter how old you are. And we're seeing and hearing, and people are sharing wonderful stories of doing just that. And the message is that it's never too late. You can be thankful for even things that you don't have yet. And this morning, as I woke up and DC was still sleeping, I started thinking about all of the things that are on our dream board. And I just got a vision in my mind of the dream board, because God has said to do something different with our dream board. But all of the things that we are expecting, remember how we talk about turning your expector up, your expectation, turning the volume up, like you would turn the volume of your radio up. Well, our expector is turned up so high that we are giving thanks for those things that have not yet happened, because we trust that what we speak out into the universe, what we put out there, that we know that it will come back to us. And for us, that's really what Thanksgiving has a lot to do with, being thankful for all of the things that have happened, all of the things that are happening this moment, and all of the things that will happen. And when you start to look at it like that, and you start to relinquish control, remember we talked about control yesterday and perfection, and today is a very, very important day to do that. In my eyes, it's a very important day to relinquish control and say, you know what, there's going to be somebody drunk that's going to come, that, you know, it's just not, it's not what we want, but it's family and we love that person. And it's really a time for humility. And so when we start to have humility for people, I think that's how we win people. It's not about putting anybody down. It's not about making light of what others do. It's just about meeting people right where they are. And I think when you have that humility for people that are sometimes intolerable or undesirable, then that's where our blessings come in. And we've got to be thankful for all in those situations, DC.
Absolutely we do. I'm just sitting here trying to figure out what's happening.
You're trying to figure out what's happening with the phone?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when we come back, we're going to be talking to somebody from around the country. We don't know who yet, whether it's going to be Chicago, Dallas, Washington, D.C.
Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know, but somebody's going to be talking to us here in a minute. So let's go ahead and take a break, Mother.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, y'all. It's 8 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9:08 Eastern. And everybody, we wish you a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And we want you to know that you're on point. The official OPT network.
Absolutely. This shot right here goes out to my brother Brent in Dallas. Brisha!
Big D, everybody Brisha! In Dallas. Uh-oh.
Carlette, I just got a text from Brent and they crying. I want to see my boy Brent. Go ahead and break it down. Go ahead and break it down like you used to, boy. Go ahead and break it down like you used to, Brent. Go ahead. Do it.
I dare you.
Bouncing in the Mavericks.
to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official ODB Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to Thanksgiving on the OPT Network. 16 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, D.C. Now everybody ought to be up, especially those people on Eastern time. It's 9:16 on the Eastern Hemisphere time and Eastern time. We're having such a good time. And, you know, this is the time of the year where we get a chance to reach out to all of those people that maybe we don't talk to every day. And we find out what people are doing and how they're celebrating their Thanksgiving. And this morning, I want to welcome our good friend, Gene Williams of Williams Tax. Williams, help me.
Williams Tax and Financial Services.
Now, you knew that I know. You know that I knew that. I had a brain freeze. Gene, good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Carlette, and happy Thanksgiving to you and to D.C. this morning.
Wow, I was wondering if you were going to say anything about O.D. Tell Hank we said happy Thanksgiving.
What did he say?
He said he was wondering if you were going to say anything about him, Gene.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Hank. Absolutely, absolutely. My very favorite cousin in the whole wide world.
Absolutely. And so, Gene, I know that you did all of your cooking last night.
I did.
And so how are you guys going to be spending Thanksgiving today?
Well, it's going to be very quiet. We have some guests coming over, and we're going to watch football.
Uh-oh.
And my very favorite thing to do.
Uh-huh. Ours, too.
What was that?
Ours, too.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm going to do. It sounds like, well, everybody, I'd like you to know, though, I'm not up out of the bed.
Yeah.
And DC called me and woke me up. And
who are we gonna wake up next?
They're not open, but it looks like it might be a sunshiny day.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is beautiful out there. And I know that you're super excited that you guys have your daughter in from California. Talk about how special that is.
We are so super excited to have my daughter here. She got here Sunday. And we have just been enjoying her so much. Saturday is coming too fast.
Oh, I know.
Because she'll be going back on Saturday. But it's just been a delight to have her here.
And so, like,
delight.
What is her favorite thing for Thanksgiving? Because, you know, there's certain things that only your mom can do. What's her favorite thing?
Well, actually, her favorite thing for Thanksgiving is fried turkey.
Uh-oh.
And that's something that her mother doesn't do. But her dad is frying her a turkey this morning.
Wow.
And I made a big roasting pot of gumbo.
Ooh.
And so that's what I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I made mustard greens.
Wow.
And I'm doing some macaroni and cheese this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I also did a lemon banana pudding.
A lemon banana pudding.
I did. DC, you want a piece?
I'd love to have some, couldn't you?
It's very good.
Oh, that sounds interesting. A lemon banana pudding.
Well, I guess we won't see y'all at the office tomorrow. So there's no need saying bring it to the office.
We won't be back until the 2nd.
Taking the whole holiday season off. Good Lord.
Oh, man, it sounds like it's going down at y'all's house. You're having gumbo, you're having fried turkey, plus
That's
mustard
fine.
Greens, plus pudding.
Yes.
I mean, so are you inviting, is anybody coming over?
Yes, I do have a few people coming over,
mm-hmm.
and everybody likes football, so it's going to work here. It's going to work.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, Gene. We're part of the people who like to stay at home and watch a bunch of games versus
Absolutely.
Going out to one game.
I love doing that. I especially love doing that, watching my football. And how about those Saints?
Oh, Brent, you heard that, huh?
Okay, so now we're hollering at the people in Dallas, talking about them Saints.
How about them Saints?
And so, Gene, you guys are some of those very special people that DC and I love, love, love. You and Hank and your business and all that you do and the support that you give not only to us but to the community. We appreciate you guys. And our Thanksgiving is really for your friendship and the love that you give to us. So we are so thankful for you guys.
Well, thank you so much, Carlette. You know how Hank and I feel about you and DC.
Absolutely. And we want to
love you so much.
Well, we know how you feel about Carlette. I don't know how y'all feel about me.
That sounded like a little twinge of jealousy. Hey, but Gene, we're sending you guys a big air hug. And Mia, we're sending you a big air hug and saying, you know what, enjoy the good cooking, enjoy the fried turkey, enjoy the family, the food, and the fellowship. Gene, thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys, too, and you have a wonderful day.
Absolutely.
And happy Thanksgiving to all of Central Louisiana.
All right. Thanks, Gene. Y'all have a great morning and a great day.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Boy, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about that spirit of family coming together. And don't you love it? Don't you remember when people came together and, you know, there was lots of people around and lots of food, like Gene was talking about. You got something for everybody. If you don't like fried turkey, you certainly could have gumbo. And if you don't want gumbo, you can have mustard greens. And Gene, you know what I was thinking. I was thinking there's some real healthy choices. You could have your mustard greens, and you could have a little white meat. And, you know, you can make that work. So there are still a lot of healthy choices out there. And you don't really have to have everything. And this is what I'm trying to share with D.C. on Thanksgiving. You really don't have to have everything, D.C. You don't have to have all the pies and all the cakes. You can kind of just settle for, you know, having moderation. And so That's what I'm focusing on. I don't know about David Christmas this morning and what he's focusing on. He's already
in eating. In terms of what I'm multitasking.
Moderation.
Oh,
and
yeah,
what you're going to be eating.
I'm going to practice moderation, but I'm going to have a little bit of everything.
You're going to have a little bit
of everything so nobody has to worry about me discriminating against their particular dish. My nephew just called and said he's got some fried turkey. I know my mother made some chocolate
cake. Who was that? D made fried turkey?
That's young DC II.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's going down.
Listen.
It's going down. It's going down in the Bunker Town. Brett, we're gonna be in the Bunker Town.
If you hear the
y'all going to Bunker?
Yeah, we'll be down in Bunker, baby.
Well, Brent, good morning, and welcome to the OPT Network, all the way from Big D, Dallas,
Big
Texas. I can hear you, and so can everybody else. Do you want to say Happy Thanksgiving to your family down in Bunker?
Yeah, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all my family.
He's taking his time. Tell him, hey, Brent, don't try to listen to that computer and talk at the same time. You will lock up. You're going to lock up, but turn that down all the way.
And so.
That's exactly what happened, man.
So they're listening.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I'm over here. Me and my son, Brandon, Christmas, we all sitting here. We got up this morning, man. First thing we want to do, we want to thank God for allowing us to get up. So we got up and started. My wife got in the kitchen and started cooking. And, man, it's smelling good. Now, you know, Brandon, he's different from us. He want to be a cooker. He sat there and watched his mama.
Uh-oh.
He know how to cook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how to cook.
You don't know how to cook, Brandon, Brent?
No, I don't know how to cook, but I don't know how to cook.
Okay.
He sat up there and he watched his mama, and his mama's a real good cooker.
Yes,
boy.
She's a good cook.
See, that's why I'm so big.
And so, Brent, what time did you guys wake up this morning?
I can't hear you.
I said, what time did you guys wake up this morning?
Oh, we got up around about 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow. And so y'all been cooking. So are y'all having family over?
Oh, yes. Brandon and his girl are going to come over, and I'm going to go over by Albert and Wesley's house. Albert called me. He's in town, Albert Bradley.
Oh, man. Well, Brent, Albert lives in Baton Rouge now, doesn't he?
He lives back in Evergreen.
He's
in Dallas over here at Westwood. So me and my wife, we're going to go over there and see him in Vernal.
Wow.
Right, for those who don't know, that's Albert Bradley and Wesley Bradley from Evergreen.
From Evergreen.
We're going to go spend some time with them and my wife. And I want to shout out to my mother before I forget. I told her to be listening. I want to give her a shout out to her and the girl.
What's
Barbara Christmas in the house. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, I'm telling them happy Thanksgiving and everything. Dave, I was just talking about you're going to live a long time. You brought up about that Maverick. I was going to work one day. You know, I was driving my truck, and I was thinking. I said, boy, I see it wasn't a Maverick. It was the first thing I thought about when me and Dave used to be in there, had to pump them brakes to make it stop.
Well, let's tell everybody who's listening what the Maverick is. It was probably Brent's first car, huh?
Yeah, it was. First it was Keith's car, and then it went to Brent.
Brother pulled it up on the day. He wanted to see what it looked like.
And we were sharing with our son as we were delivering food boxes on Monday to the seniors that when you go through Bunky, there was this thing called sort of low riding where you would just like drive around and you would make blocks around the city.
2 miles per hour.
Now you got to be old school to remember this. And you would just drive slow.
It was a Bunky thing.
I think it was a Bunky thing.
I never saw anybody in any other city driving two.
And I think this is the Maverick was right before DC and I started going together. We kind of had that love thing going on. But that's when we would kind of get together and have deep conversations, you see. So, Brent, DC and I have been having deep, deep conversations for years.
Since about 1979.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, you know, I was around when y'all was having, but I just started wearing predictive. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, he did. I said, man, I don't like that girl. He said, man, you like that girl. Here we are 30 years later.
30 plus years. Yeah.
But, you know, he had the thing for Andrea, too, you see.
Uh-huh.
So he and Andrea have been together long as we have.
Longer, probably.
Yeah, because they started actually officially going together probably in about 1980-81 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Is that right, Brent, somewhere around that time? Yeah, the Christmas men stick.
Like,
we don't mess around.
1981, so right.
Right, and then we actually officially started going together in 1982.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and we have been a love thing ever since. And you know what?
You got to love
it. You know what I say, Carlette? What's... My mama told me this a long time ago. She said, I said that parent, because she said, if you ever look at it, all your brothers came behind you, actually keep when they get one, they have
absolutely. Hold on to them. Yeah, because Drake's been married. Drake is younger than us, and Drake's been married almost longer than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they married
Drake
after.
Has been married since 1991, like right after.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But he's way younger than us. He's like only 41 or 42.
And people hear us having all these big conversations and they say, what in the world? But you know what this is about? This is about gratitude.
Absolutely.
This is not just about our family being family, but it is about us being friends and us loving each other and us supporting each other. And Brent and Andrea, you know we love you guys. And we support you, and you're not just our family, but you are our friends, and we care so deeply about you guys.
She's gonna cry. Watch you start crying. Don't make him cry.
No, but he knows. He knows it's true. And you know, we were talking about this holiday season maybe having some challenges, but you know what we have to do? We have to really face those challenges and look at what we do have, and enjoy and celebrate. I can hear that coming through. Enjoy and celebrate what we do have as opposed to what we don't have, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Brent said, yeah, I hear you. But that's what it's all about. And so Andrea's doing good, Brent?
She's doing just fine.
DC said tell her to answer the phone.
Yeah, she's in another room. She don't have that phone.
Andrea, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Can't you tell? We're happy. We're happy on Happy Thanksgiving. Is she coming through on the mic? So, Andrea, so this morning, how are you feeling? How are you this morning?
I'm good.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hear you cooking up a lot of stuff. What you cooking?
Oh, gosh. I knew you were like, I have ham, a pork roast, cornbread dressing, macaroni and cheese, greens, cabbage, and I have a 7-Up pound cake and yams.
Wow. Greens and cabbage?
Yes. I'm a vegetable eater, so I remember that.
Uh-huh. I do remember that. So you got a lot of healthy stuff going on there. Is that 7-Up cake? I guess that's homemade, huh?
Yes, it's homemade. I made it.
What time is dinner? What time is dinner going to be served? What time are you guys eating?
Probably 11:30.
Cold.
You know, we eat early because we're going out.
I'm going over
to my friend's house, Loretta. She's having her house blessing.
Well,
today. Loretta.
Kudos to
and
Loretta.
And her family is also here from Colfax, Louisiana, and Alexandria.
Oh, big Colfax.
Wow, that's great. And so you guys are going to be making the round. Okay, how is the weather in Dallas this morning? Have you guys peaked out yet?
Weather is chilly right now. I think it's 32 degrees.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's a little chilly this morning, but it's also warming up to about 55.
Good. And so, Andrea, who do you want to send a shout out to this morning for this happy Thanksgiving?
I want to send a shout out to my siblings, the oldest, Etta Faye, mm-hmm. my brother Ross,
Noonie,
my sister Bridget Wells, and my sister Valerie, and my brother Tony, who's in Corona, California.
Wow.
And also my mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
Ms. Barbara Christmas, and also my aunt, Ella Marie Murdoch.
Now, Nanny? You can't forget Nanny.
What about Nanny?
I know she's listening.
Nanny Turner.
A shout out to Nanny and Mamay and Edith. Tonja, everybody.
Big gag. Yeah, let's not forget Tonja.
And I'm going to tell you, every time we see Nanny, Nanny is 80-plus years old. She's still driving. She's still getting around. She said,
"Pretty boy, answer the phone."
She said, y'all call my name on that radio. she said, call my name on the radio because I want people to know that I'm listening. So, Nanny, good morning to you and happy Thanksgiving. Do you think, is she cooking or is she visiting somebody who's cooking?
I think Nanny is out of town.
Oh.
I think they went out of town.
How far out of town is she? Because we got some serious
They went to visit some other relatives.
Okay.
Not sure where they went. Well, Andrea, you guys, it sounds like you're up for a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's great to hear families coming together, cooking, you know, big things. Of course, we miss you guys not being home for Thanksgiving, but we certainly expect to see you guys soon. And we just hope that you guys have a happy and a blessed and a safe Thanksgiving.
Okay, and tell your mom hi.
Andrea, look, Brent this, too. Tell Brent that Curly's son, Cameron Kelly, he plays for Wiley High. They're going to be in the playoffs this week down in Dallas. Y'all be on the lookout for him. Cameron Kelly. He's originally from Opelousas. His folks is. His dad, Curly. But Brent, y'all remember Curly?
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we was roommates in college.
Absolutely.
Yeah. His son is going to be throwing down this Friday, so y'all be on the lookout.
So we're super excited about that. We have no more high school football games to attend, but we're living vicariously through Cameron Kelly, who they're in, I think, about the third round of the playoffs.
They're in the third round. They're deep in.
Yeah.
They're in the playoffs. Curly's son.
Yeah. So anyway, we want to thank you guys for waking up and tuning in live via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. We wish all of you and all of your family in Dallas and surrounding areas a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Andrea, thank you so much. Brent, thank you. You guys were wonderful. It was so good traveling back down memory lane, and that's what it's all about. But what are we going to do? Do we need to take a break here? Or? Okay. Andrea, thank you guys so much. DC is, you know, he's multitasking. And if you could see him multitasking, you know he's a bull in a china shop. It is so funny. But anyway, we got somebody else on the line, and we want to thank you guys.
Okay,
and
wish you, love you guys.
Love you guys, too. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. All right. I think we've got Chicago on the line. Is my phone ringing? Hey, good morning, Dewan. Welcome to the OPT Network. Are you there?
Good morning. Up working on the Thanksgiving gobble gobble.
That's what I'm talking about.
All the way from the Windy City.
Chi-town in the house.
It ain't playing in the Windy City today.
All right. All right.
The corner of my television says it's 26 degrees.
Wow. Any snow yet?
We had a few flurries. Nothing for real. Nothing Chicago real.
Uh-huh.
Just something to look at.
Wow. And so, how cold is it? Is the wind whipping?
Well, I put it to you like this. When you stand out there long enough, you forget you're cold.
That's cold.
Now that's cold. And so how are you guys celebrating your Thanksgiving, Dewan?
You know what? We're very thankful this year. I have a niece and nephew on my wife's side who purchased their first home.
Mm.
And I'm so proud of these. I don't call them kids, but when I look at them, they still look five to me. But my nephew is a paramedic, and his wife is a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So they went as close to the Cosby theme as they possibly could in the African-American community. So they said they wanted to have Thanksgiving, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it there. They asked us all to bring something to kind of make sure everything could, enough food would go around. So I'm going to go out here in this 26-degree weather and jerk a turkey on the barbecue grill.
I'm going to jerk a turkey.
You're going to jerk a turkey. Tell us what that means.
Well, if you're familiar with jerk chicken, it's Caribbean seasoning, a little spicy. You have to be able to palate the spicy.
Is it Louisiana spicy?
No, it's Jamaican spice.
That's even David. It's even a little bit more intense, huh?
Oh, it's a little more intense. And what you do is you take this 16-pound bird and you cut them up like a chicken. And you put them on the grill and turn them around and around, and you forget your coal.
And how long is that, Dewan? How long is that going to take?
Oh, it's going to take me 2.5-3 hours, maybe.
Wow. And so are you going to have to, like, tend to that the whole time, or are you going to kind of be able to let the pit do the work?
Well, I got in-and-out privileges.
Well, Dewan, tell us this now, because we know that you are not just, your family doesn't just hail from Bunky, Cutting Fanny Jones, and your folks. You've got folks in Simsport as well. So they're listening down there in Simsport as well, Dewan. So if you want to shout them out, hey. Let them have it, brother.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to my family in Simsport, Shreveport, Alexandria, Marksville. We love you up here down in the north and can't wait to get back down south.
Coming down. Wow. Now, Dewan, how's Cheryl and the kids?
Cheryl and the kids are fine. Your cousin Candace is going to Northern Illinois University, majoring in accounting.
That's amazing.
And your cousin Dewan is living up in Portland with my grandson, Gabriel.
Oh, wow. I saw y'all on Facebook, all three of y'all at one time. I said, look at that. Three generations. No, and Uncle Rudy was in there, too. There was four generations of Jones men right there.
Wow.
There you go. Four generations of Jones men.
Wow.
How's OT and his boy and his wife?
Everybody is good on that end. We had a wonderful birthday with Dr. Coleman.
Wow.
And we all went by there and burned down OT's backyard.
That's what I'm talking about.
With some barbecuing and we dirtied up a couple of glasses and had a good time.
That's what I'm talking about. So is Uncle Coleman moved in with Bit now, with OT now?
No, he still needs some special services.
Okay.
But he lives like 2 minutes away.
Okay, good.
Hey, you know what, Dewan? It is so good to hear you this morning. You sound wonderful from the Windy City.
You guys, too. Thanks so much for the call, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Absolutely. And, Dewan, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you later and tell you how you can go back and listen to this on our podcast.
And,
actually, tell Cheryl and everybody we said happy Thanksgiving, man. It's just been a joy to talk to y'all.
Absolutely, it has.
Back to you. Love you guys much.
Love you as well. You guys have a happy and a safe and a warm Thanksgiving.
You're welcome.
Hey, everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. I want to share their gratitude this morning. I had a little situation there with the microphone. There it is. And so what we're doing is we're celebrating Thanksgiving, and we're talking about what people are doing. And some people are going very big. Some people are keeping it really very simple. But really, isn't it all about family? Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, you hear the music. You know what that means. We got to take a break.
Yeah.
But we're back right after this. Bridget, stay with us.
Bridget!
The next time we see each other, maybe years and years from now. Family reunion, got to have a family reunion. Family reunion, it's so nice to come together, get together. I wish Grandma could see the whole family. I sure miss her face and a warm and tender embrace.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity.
Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals?
We see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Thanksgiving show. It's 8:46 a.m. Central Standard, 9:46 Eastern. The morning is flying by, and we're talking to people from all parts of the country and even right here at home. And we welcome this morning Miss Lisa Willeber, all the way from Fifth Ward, Louisiana.
Bloody Fifth.
The Bloody Fifth. Fifth Ward. Lisa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Corlette.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Having a happy Thanksgiving so far, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely we are. How about you guys? What are you guys planning for today?
Well, we're, you know, we've done started cooking this way this morning. It's get up, eat, and sleep over here.
Uh-huh.
But, so we're gonna have Thanksgiving with my in-laws, Robin and William, mm-hmm. Good friends of ours also.
Well, let me ask you this, Lisa. How did they get the men out of the woods for Thanksgiving? Nobody's hunting today?
Well, that's why we have to cook early so they can eat early and get out.
Okay.
This is not like you really be thankful for hunting season. You have so much to be thankful for, but us women out here in the country are so thankful for hunting season to come around.
Are you? And so tell me what you guys are cooking for Thanksgiving.
Probably a little bit of everything, you know, the just the natural down home green beans, ham, turkey, the cornbread dressing.
So is everybody bringing a dish, or is Robin doing?
Yeah, everybody usually brings their dish.
Uh-huh.
Just get a little taste of everybody's own cooking, you know.
Yeah. So today, as you celebrate Thanksgiving, Lisa, what are you most thankful for, you think?
Well, Carla, you know, there's so much in the world today that you just have to be thankful, mainly to get up in the morning and see daylight
mm-hmm.
and be thankful for the children you have and the family that's still with you, and just be blessed that your loved ones that have passed, and be thankful for, you know, the memories and just the legacies that they've left behind for you to carry on. It's just a wonderful day to just sit back and relax and just reflect on all of that, you know, because there's just so many out there that have so much less than you, and mm-hmm. we take that for granted, you know.
Absolutely. Lisa, that's so wonderful and so eloquently said. And you know what? We want to thank you for being a part of the OPT network and listening and supporting the show. And most of all, thank you for sharing your gratitude and your thankfulness with us this morning.
Oh, well, thank you, Corlette. I love listening to you in D.C. Y'all are out there. Y'all are like just, especially you two. I think of you two so much. Y'all have so much to be. Y'all are a married couple, best friends. It's like you don't see that too often, and just, it's great. I love listening to you guys. Y'all are just so up-spirited and just bring a smile to everybody's faces.
Lisa, thank you. Thank you so much.
I think that's a playback, Lisa.
You might hear that again. Lisa, tell everybody we said hello and happy Thanksgiving, and may God bless you and your family.
And y'all too. Y'all enjoy y'all stay and be blessed.
All right, we'll do it. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Y'all, it's all about Thanksgiving and finding out what others are doing and celebrating. And then there are those busy, busy people that we just don't get a chance to see enough because they are spending all of their time, and we will forgive you because you are spending time saving lives.
Saving lives.
And who are we talking about? None other than our doctor on point and on call that we haven't seen in forever, Dr. Gary Jones. Dr. Jones, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Colette and David. I wanted to call and wish the OPT family a happy Thanksgiving and extend it out to everybody in your listening audience.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So, Doc, tell us, do you have the Thanksgiving day at least off?
Well, actually, I don't, but I'm coming around right now, but I'm getting to do a little work right now, but I want to take the time out to just call and say thank you for everything you've done for me and LACVT, and bringing it to the, like I said, your listening audience. And want to tell everybody, enjoy the Thanksgiving meal today, because tomorrow you need to get ready for Christmas.
Absolutely. And so, Dr. Jones, when are you going to come and sit with us and tell us about what we need to do? You know, this, I guess this past month, and not even that, but since we've had this journey of talking about health and high blood pressure and heart disease, you know, it's really, really time that we revisit that. Although nobody wants to talk about that right now, because everybody is eating, fellowshipping, and enjoying. But as you said, the first of the year is coming, and we have to get ready. And we really just have to do some things differently, don't we?
Oh, most definitely. And I think even during the holiday season, Carla, there's some things you can do right now to prepare yourself and have a foundation for your start off, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you know, I know that you guys focus a lot on that. And this is the time of the year that people are saying, Carlette, and because I was restraining myself, because I told DC this morning, I said, I'm not going to be doing all of that eating. You know, I'm really going to be tempered. And
sounds like you're saying that to say that I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of eating.
I didn't say
I've
that.
I've been tapering myself. Doc, I've been doing good, man.
Who did I say? I said. I didn't say you. I said I.
Doc, you know, you hadn't seen me in a while. I'm coming down a few pounds. Not much, but, you know, it's a slow process.
I understand. Well, you know, I think everyone has to celebrate at some point, and this is our time of the year when we do that. I think we need to be mindful that we don't need to over-celebrate,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy the harvest, enjoy the food, enjoy the family and friends, enjoy the music, enjoy everything, because you worked hard for it this year.
Absolutely. And Dr. Jones, we appreciate all of the hard work that you guys are doing, and you got to come in and talk about, you're celebrating 10 years of Get Fit.
Good.
We got to come in and talk about that so that we can let people know that there is still hope. And you know what? No matter how many times people have started and stopped, as long as they don't quit, they can still get fit.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, actually, we're going to be kicking off a program here shortly. We're going to be offering free screening to people who go to our Facebook page and like us.
Okay, all right,
so they'll need to be checking us on Facebook, and they may be able to win a free screening.
Absolutely.
At our office.
Absolutely. And we'll be talking about that. When you get some time, you got to come in and sit and talk with us. You know, it's something in the new year that I know a lot of people are resolving to do, and if they're not, then they will contemplate resolving to get healthier and to do better.
Yeah, we need to get them on the bandwagon.
Absolutely. Dr. Jones, we know you got to go, but we thank you for taking the time.
All right, Doc.
Taking the time to wish us a happy Thanksgiving. And blessings to Elaine and your family, your sons and your grandkids. And we hope to see you very, very soon.
Okay.
All right, Doc. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, so you heard Dr. Jones, D.C. He said you can celebrate, but you don't over-celebrate. You know, I could see D.C. this morning already doing his happy dance about the food, and as people call in and talk about what they have and what they're eating, you know, his glee gets more and more gleeful. And so I think that that is a word to all of us that we can enjoy, we can celebrate, but tomorrow we don't want to be like, we don't want to be food drunk. We don't want to have a food hangover. You know how you don't want to be hungover from food tomorrow. And so now that we're talking about it early, if people would just keep that thought in mind that, you know what, I can eat, but I don't have to eat everything. You know, DC, you said you're going to taste a little bit of everything.
That's correct. That's what I'm going to do, Carlin. I'm not going to bow hog anything. But I will be tasting, and I will be tasting in moderation. I had a text from, I got tagged on Facebook from my niece, Rhonda Monique, Rhonda Maryland, and she said, now that Big Granny's back in town, you know, I love mustard greens and cabbage. And she says, the race is on. I tell the shucks, maybe running to them might help me to look before I get there to eat them up. Because you know what goes with mustard greens and cabbage?
Cornbread.
Yes, indeed. Yes, homemade cornbread. I'm talking about excellent. Make you slap somebody cornbread.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't talking about somebody you want to slap already. I'm talking about somebody you don't want to slap.
Well, you know what? It's just so good to hear from people around the country and here locally that are celebrating, and there are people like Dr. Jones and others that are working today. And of course,
that man is hard at work, saving folks' lives on Thanksgiving Day. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And that's a committed person. Yeah, and there are those people that are not fortunate to have the day off, but that are working, and we hope that you find a way to be thankful for that. Find a way to be thankful for where you are at this moment, because sometimes it can be challenging. And as I said earlier in the show, when you just start to be thankful for those small things, then it makes those big things so much better. And we have somebody else on the line. Okay. All right. All right. Hey, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Reverend Allen. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I just would like to announce that I'm busy working along with St. Paul and Boonville United Methodist. We've joined together as Better Together to serve the Cheneyville Community Dinner.
Wow. Seville.
That is amazing. And you guys have joined together. Tell us one more time.
We've joined, the two churches has joined together as in being better together.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Two are better than one. Isn't that what the word says?
That's what the word says.
Wow. And so what time are you guys going to be serving dinner?
Okay, lunch is going to begin from 11 to 1.
11.
Everyone is invited to come pick up a lunch and we'll be delivering.
Wow, you guys are going to be delivering too?
Yes.
Okay, now
we're reaching out.
So where's that going to be set up at, Reverend Allen?
It's going to be held at the St. Paul Church.
At St. Paul Church. Wow.
That's
amazing. And so how many people did it take to put all of that together? Because I know there's a lot of food, and I know that's some good food.
Well,
good
actually,
food.
It's the two churches. Both churches are contributing. So not a whole bunch. I think it's going to be maybe about 8 of us over there. And I can't say that. That's in the kitchen part.
Yeah.
But we're looking for others to come and help deliver.
Absolutely. That is wonderful. And we're excited that is happening in our city of Cheneyville. So you can go by St. Paul, or you can call, and you guys are delivering as well. And it's an effort to make sure that everybody has a happy Thanksgiving
happy
and that they have a wonderful meal. And we say kudos to you all for doing that and for being the change that you want to see in our community. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you. And you and David have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all as well.
Carlette, let me just give a big shout out to Miss Margaret English, because we've been trying to get through to each other, because she wanted to wish everybody in Central Louisiana Happy Thanksgiving. You know, she is a true, true follower of what we do here, a big supporter of what we do. Miss English, Happy Thanksgiving to you. We love you. We thank you. I know she's probably made a whole bunch of cakes over there for her family. You know, I got to stay away from over there.